listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Siebertson. President Trump announcing he is firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General QC Brown, and nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to replace him. Republican members of Congress returning to Republican districts and finding anger over budget cuts and mass firings by President Trump and Elon Musk. In Kansas, Republican Congressman Tracy Mann at a town hall event.
Is there anything that Trump and Eli could do that you would not support? I'm sure. Oh, tell me.
What about Trump?
Tell me. Tell me what you would not.
What Sapolsky is doing is they're going through the government in a way that's never done before, looking at all of the improper payments.
But is there anything that they would do that you would not support? Sure. Well, let's see what. Tell me.
6 weeks after the start of the most destructive wildfire in city history, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass ousted the fire chief Friday amid public blame game. This is ABC News. Washington police say Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills is facing a simple assault charge for an alleged assault on a woman in a penthouse apartment Wednesday morning. Mills' office says he denies any wrongdoing and is confident he'll be cleared. The FDA says some pharmaceutical companies will no longer be allowed to create their own versions of weight loss drugs now that a shortage is over.
The FDA first announced a semaglutide shortage in 2022 when weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy exploded in popularity. The FDA allowed companies to alter ingredients, a process known as compounding. Major drug companies were upset that Hims was allowed to advertise its compounded weight loss drugs during the Super Bowl. This might not be over. Other compounders have sued the FDA when it removed other weight loss ingredients from the shortage list. Brian Clark, ABC News.
An engineering company says it's agreed to pay millions to settle a remaining Flint water sauce lawsuits. I'm Chuck Siebertson, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is calling for sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant today with a high at 30. Scattered clouds, not as cold tonight, a low of 15. Warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy, will top off at 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to just 29. Monday, we see much warmer than normal conditions, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 48. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers mixing with a little wet snow, a high of 44. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Wednesday with a high of 46. We cool down a little bit Thursday with a high at 40. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you seem better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Every highway, let me slip away, slip away on you.
That's a final memory for your weekend wake-up from Mr. Gordon Lightfooting, Carefree Highway. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 6 degrees, but at least it's above zero, kids, and so far that is the morning low. A few clouds hanging around, otherwise mostly clear, and we're going to have sunny to partly cloudy today, and topping off around 30. Yeah, that's going to feel nice. Get out in the sunshine today, folks.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dead. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy.
Thank you. Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter. This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba in the Moonlight, and I'm here with the Jimmer.
Boom, baby, boom.
You gotta excuse the Jimmer, he was abducted by aliens.
Started out with the spaceship hoovering.
Well, I want to invite you up to our hunting shack with me, the Jimmer, and my two sons, Reuben and Remnar. You see, Reuben, he's 35 and he'd never bagged a buck, and this year he's determined he's gonna get one. But strange things keep happening.
Tasinski turned to sap.
Sure did, Jimmer. And voices chanting with euchre cards changing right in our hands. Light shining so bright, the DNR man says he saw God up on the ridge.
And my Chevy.
We know that too, Jimmer. Tanks, if you want to know how this all turns out, please come to the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2. Just $10 to get in. This is going to be quite a show, I think. This is going to be a good one, too.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Madeline Muller from Richland Center advances to state in girls wrestling after last night's sectionals. Lancaster and Richland Center did battle in boys basketball last night. Phil Nee was there.
Lancaster won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference boys basketball game at Richland Center 79-62 Friday night. The Arrows pulled away from a slim lead at halftime with three quick three-pointers to start the second half and built a lead they would not give up the rest of the way. Zach Hermson led Lancaster scoring with 19, while Michael Murphy made four three-pointers on the way to 18 points, and Dane Kaufman made 16 points. The Flying Arrows with 10 three-pointers and went 15 for 22 at the free throw line as they improved to 14-8 overall and 6-3 in the league. Richland Center was paced by Jaden Shep with 15. Brady Dosh added 14. Wes Bosworth totaled 12. Liam Fingerson 9. Garrison Weiss 4.
Pietro Matucci and Kaizen Schwitzenberg both scored 2 points. The Hornets made 3 3-point baskets, and they shot 8 for 17 from the line. The overall record for the RC boys is now 10-12 on the season, 3-5 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Lancaster won the JV game 45-38 over the host Hornets. Following the 79-62 win, the Flying Arrows will take on Iowa Grant on Monday. Richland Center will host Portage on Tuesday night and then wrap up the regular season with a home game against Dodgeville on Thursday. The seeding for the upcoming WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament will be announced on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys action. Ithaca over Seneca, 82-68. Mineral Point picked up an 82-30 win over Riverdale. Darlington, 85. Boscobel, 43. Fenimore got by Iowa Grant, 57-50. Highland, 73. Barneveld, 58. Platteville, 10 better than Dodgeville, 91-81. Kickapoo, 49. DeSoto, 40. Royal with the 77-33 win over Lafarge. North Crawford, 76. Wazika Steuben, 43. Southwestern, a 54-39 win over Cuba City. It was Luther, 76. Viroqua, 46. Cashton edged Brookwood, 39-38. River Ridge, 63. Albany, 19. Marshall, 92-52 over Wisconsin Heights. Stoughton, 61. Sauk Prairie, 39. Westfield with a win over Mauston, 56-47. Wisconsin Dells, 63. Adams Friendship, 36. Aquinas, 60. Toma, 46. And Sparta over La Crosse Logan, 76-63. Just a handful of girls' games. It was Highland over Barneveld, 56-29. Platteville defeated Potosi Cassville, 77-39. In overtime, Blackhawk 52, River Ridge 49. Wazika Steuben a 62-41 win over Hillsboro. And Cuba City down Southwestern, 88-31.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. She lived high on the mountain, I lived in the valley below. She lived in a beautiful mansion where a poor boy like me couldn't go. Her father forbid me to see her, so we'd wait till he went to town. She'd listen for me to call out to her in my own special way that I found. I go closer together, but little did her father know his daughter had fallen in love with the boy from the valley below. One day there was a wedding, and there were tears on the mountain girl's face, 'cause the chapel filled up from front to the back, but her father left one empty space. We cried, ooh,
me knelt for a moment to pray. Then the preacher called us together, asking who'll give this sweet bride away. I will rang through the rafters as her father burst through the door, and the small chapel's prayers were all answered that day, and the whole valley echoed once more. We sang,
it's a classic release from Eddie Arnold and the Valley Below. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer were up one. Yeah, 7 degrees throughout the area. Well, this one's going out to Zoggy today. It's Dusty Springfield on Country and Community.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM. MeTV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I work for this company, man, the pay is great. But every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. But Friday noon my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. Said, "Don't get you with me, I'll fire you, friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. The closer that I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard it hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard and his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. Said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. Honey, when we're old and gray, if you're the first to go, I'll get on my knees and pray St. Peter calls me home. If he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. To say, "Where's the fire?" And I'll just grin. To say, "Don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I'll pull out my picture of you. He'll let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
the Montford, Wisconsin area, Lyle Foley, Where's the Fire? Had a listener call in, and they were asking me if I knew the difference between bird flu and swine flu, and I didn't. And she went on to tell me that bird flu requires tweetment, and swine flu requires an ointment. Well, there you go, kids. Oh, that was actually a good one. I chuckled. Go, Sherry, it's Willie.
Stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line. Remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs let me know I'm doing
fine. I used to make you happy once upon a time.
But the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Two of us together felt nothing but right. Feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, lips stained with wine. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures. Rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
Definitely an enjoyable one from Willie Nelson and Leanne Womack and the Mendocino County line. Just a moment or two ago, we played a local one as we called on Lyle Foley from the Montford area, and it got me thinking, how about another local one for your weekend wake up? And my mind instantly went to Donnie Raisin. Richland County's very own from the RC. Something about the way she smiles. On your weekend wake up from WRCOFM and all around the world, thank you for joining us on WRCOFM, WRCO.com.
A lot of stars in the sky, but none of them
more like. There's a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. Been that long, and all my feelings aren't all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. Thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside.
February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30.
We
salute the multi-generational farms where knowledge and traditions are passed down from one generation to the next. These farms embody a legacy of dedication and perseverance, preserving the agricultural way of life and fostering a deep connection to the land. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. And Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Amen. 100.9.
Join WRCO FM 100.9 for high school wrestling coverage coming up this weekend. On Saturday, from the WIAA Division III West B Sectional and the WIAA Division II Wisconsin Dell Sectionals. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney, and me for high school sectional wrestling. We'll see who's going to state after this weekend's action in West B and Wisconsin Dells from WRCO Sports.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Grains and oil seeds continue to monitor the weather. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield soybeans, corn, and wheat are all watching the weather.
You know, discussion really is turning to a new crop focus with a lot of conversation now in the trade, all about planting conditions, all about the weather conditions. And keep in mind, updates from the Climate Prediction Center this week, they suggested as far as spring, we certainly will have a dry Texas through Nebraska. So a little concerned about hard red winter wheat ahead, but overall for the Corn Belt, looks like we should have relatively good, easy plantings for the most part here.
Nelson says that soil moisture profile in parts of the western Corn Belt is a concern.
You know, as it stands right now, western Corn Belt is going to have dryness, of course, compared with any normal measurement. The government's forecast suggests that will not really change in the general movement here all the way through May. Big question for us is whether we'll have a comparison against 2023 or not. Keep in mind, the government's forecast does suggest maybe some summer dryness in parts of the West. It does not discuss a devastating dryness issue. So that will certainly be a big question for us in this summer ahead here.
And ahead of widespread 2025 U.S. corn and soybean planting, Nelson says they're expecting some adjustments to the acreage mix this year.
You know, for the most part, it does. And the main question will be the size. We had some estimates out here this week from some other people suggesting corn acres may be up as much as 5 million. Keep in mind, last month, the discussion was only about up 3 million. So that's a big question for us. On top of that, we'll have USDA on this Thursday and Friday ahead here with their own views in that Ag Forum conference. So we'll hear their acreage numbers. And also keep in mind, for their new crop supplies, they will be using trade yields here.
In South America, Nelson says that Argentina has benefited from a recent change in weather.
It certainly has been stabilized. As it stands right now, they've had in Argentina in both the corn and soybean areas, they've had about 4 weeks of just about normal rainfall. And this current forecast for the next 2 weeks changes that to much above normal. So I would suggest that the production hits, which have already been announced from two separate exchanges, as well as recognized lightly by USDA, that probably will be it for right now.
Now here's Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle business was sporadic at best throughout the week. There was a light trade that took place on both Thursday and Friday. Live deals were at $199 to $200. That's $3 to $4 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals were marked at mostly $315. That's $5 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Weather has been a factor in sale barns across the country this past week, with cold and snowy weather in a lot of areas. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says his state was no exception.
What's been going on here is probably more of the lack of what's been going on. An extremely light week here in the state around the auction barns. As of the recording of this report, we've had two auctions in the state this week. Both of them were very light, both held on Monday. And then the record low temperatures and pretty good snow for some areas of the state came through, and that pretty much put everything at a standstill for the entire week up to where we are now. We do have one small sale, and there is a small replacement cow sale. When everything's said and done this week, we're only going to be at about 6,000 head, which is very small for us here in Missouri. And again, almost all of that trade took place at two auctions.
And despite the weather challenges, he tells Brownfield,
for the entire month of January this year, we really didn't have any market interruptions here in Missouri. We moved a lot of cattle. Several of them moved earlier than usual. And that's very unlike what happened last year when all of our winter delays came in January. So even though we've had the delays here this week and last week, I don't really feel like we probably have a lot of cattle backed up because we moved so many in January. So at different times of the year, it just plays differently. The market, of course, when we look at the cutouts, fed cattle trade, futures markets, they've been a little bit weaker the last 2 weeks.
Warmer weather is set to return next week, and that will help sales overall. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $5 lower and feeder pigs were $3 higher. Demand was moderate to good for moderate offerings, and the weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $76.90, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $115.58. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. From one chocolate lover to another, I am duty-bound to tell you that Whitaker's has a scratch for every chocolate itch, and some you didn't know you had. We have dozens of milk chocolate and dark chocolate-covered nuts, dried fruits, and confection on the shelf every day of the week. And then there are the one-time purchases.